Organizations of all sizes and verticals share a common problem. That is the need to respond to an increase in the demand to capture and manage all the structured and unstructured data in their documents, protect those documents, and find them when they need them. One of the most effective ways to respond to that demand is to implement a document management system into daily business practices. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we're going to be speaking with Brian Brown, channel manager for the document scanner product line at HP. Brian joins the conversation to discuss the need for document management and the benefits of the solutions that are available. And Brian, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, James. Appreciate your time, too.
Always like to start off with some drivers. I'm going to throw you the SMBs out there for those small, medium-sized businesses. Can you list, two or three of the main factors that are driving the need for reliable document management solutions?
SMB needs aren't untypical of what we see in the enterprise, but in general, what we see is a need for organizations to reduce processing time, lower their processing costs, create an audit trail, or improve security. Now, these issues are different for the SMB, but they're not untypical what we see in the enterprise space as well.
Is there anything unique about the enterprise that's an additional driver for those larger organizations?
The enterprise faces more of a scale issue, so the need for document management remains the same, but it's just a more detailed implementation. And so the need for a professional VAR or reseller to implement that solution would become greater.
All right, gotcha. Now, let me also just dive into here. We have folks from the healthcare industry that tune into our podcast, government, education, high tech, finance, et cetera. Is there one or two verticals that you've seen in your work out there in the channel that have either different driving factors or different needs in terms of a specific vertical?
So a couple of the key verticals that we see that are dealing heavily with document management today are healthcare, and most of that is around the healthcare stimulus package that the current administration is pushing. Other verticals of interest to us are finance, and finance would include real estate, mortgage loan companies, the investment bankers, and so on. They have a lot of paperwork, a lot of needs for audit trails, security, lowering processing costs, customer satisfaction, and document management would address all of those needs.
All right, Brian. So we've touched on some of the challenges out there and, again, some of the factors that are driving folks towards document management. As we all know, you and I both know this, when it comes to any type of technology, it's the technology, the people, and the process. I want to talk a little bit here about the process, because how we've been managing our documents in most organizations up until recent times has been we manage it on our own computers. It's our own file systems and where we're doing things. We started moving to some file share and different types of document management, but this is a new process. Do you think that most organizations today are set up to function with a very reliable document management solution, or does that take a bit of education for them?
So let's break that down into a couple pieces, James. So first of all, when we talk about the need, we see a lot of talk around the paperless office. And this has been something that you and I've heard about for probably the last decade or so.
So true.
The paperless office is no closer to happening today than it was 10 years ago, and we're selling more and more scanners all the time.
Sure.
So just a couple sound bites from AIM, but there's over 4 trillion paper documents in the U.S., and it's growing at a rate of 22% a year. By 2011, the digital universe will be 10 times as big as it was in 2006. So the way that we've managed it on our desktop isn't working. And not only that, 90% of the people out there, and this is just my own estimate, don't realize that we have very good solutions to help them manage documents.
I've come across and worked on some recent solutions as I contract and work with other companies. The companies that have had some type of document management in place, those are the ones that I'm finding it's easier to work with. And I've also found it hasn't been a big cultural shift for people to start working in that different way. And in fact, when they do, they usually do, from a user standpoint, see some gains in their own productivity. It's easier to search and find things like that. Let's talk a little bit of technology, Brian, here, in terms of an organization that might say, all right, we're going to make this change. We are going to make the cultural change. We're going to make the shift to a document management system. If we get a solution in place today, is that technology going to be working for me, say, a year or two from now when that data has doubled?
That's an excellent question, James. So one thing that we really want people to address quickly is buying a scanner, just scanning documents out onto a shared drive with a file name of like doc112.pdf is not going to help them out. They need a solution that will help them find and retrieve documents in an organized manner. So if people are actually interested in doing document management, we'd like them to get in front of a document management expert, a value-added reseller, somebody that has some knowledge around this so that they can understand how to implement this solution right the first time. And that doesn't mean they need to put it across their entire organization. They could, for example, decide to put it into a specific department or even a specific workflow and then leapfrog that solution into other departments. So they can take a small solution and then put it across the organization. That's a lot cheaper and easier for people to adopt rather than going directly after the entire organization. What we're concerned about is people having a bad experience at first with document management and then that turning them off from implementing it down the road. And that's probably the biggest issues that we've seen is people going out there trying to do this by themselves in a haphazard way and then not being satisfied with the solution down the road.
Well, that's what sounds like these solutions then today. You start small. It's got that scalability that you talked about earlier, and then you can roll it out. So to answer the question I posed to you, then definitely you buy something today, that documentation doubles, triples. It's these solutions today are now scalable to meet that need a year down the road, 2 years down the road, et cetera.
Most definitely.
Customer example. I know you're out there in the field, you're in the channel, you get to talk to a lot of folks and customers. Can you give us a quick little anecdote and an example of how you were able to offer a document management solution to a customer and really solve a specific problem?
Sure. So we've worked with hundreds of resellers, and basically what we tell these resellers is 90% of your customers are dealing with this problem. And if you ask them four specific questions, you'll get an idea for how we can go in there and work with that particular customer. So the questions that we really look for are, do you see at your customer's environment, do you see a wall of documents or a room full of filing cabinets? Question two would be, are you using a delivery service to move documents from branch office to branch office? Question three would be, are you using fax machines? And question four would be, are you using some type of an off-site storage company to store documents? If we get a hit on any one of those questions, we feel pretty confident we can show a return on investment in 6 to 9 months. And we recently had a medium-sized legal company that had a basement full of documents. It was literally probably 20 feet by 20 feet,
wow,
stacked 8 feet high. And so what we did is we implemented a solution for those folks. They were able to scan those documents up onto a system or destroy the documents. They reclaim that space, and then were you able to use that real estate in another way for other office employees and so on.
I was hoping you were going to say they put in like a nice pool table to relax on happy hour on Fridays or something. But still, office space, it's good. It's a good example of one organization claiming. I work in a small office complex here, and I was talking to a colleague just the other day. They were wheeling in three more file cabinets, and this is probably the third time I've seen them do that this year. So they might be someone that could be looking for document management. Hey, Brian, let's focus on some of our IT listeners here. Let's say the business has made a decision that document management, that type of system is going to be implemented. Is there anything that the IT staff needs to think about or prepare for one of these projects coming down the line?
So one of the preliminary things that the IT department can do, and by the way, they've already done most of the heavy lifting that's going to be required. This is an adjacent opportunity for those folks. So if they've already done work around networks, servers, storage, printing, adopting document management is going to be relatively simple. Probably most importantly, James, they need to reach out to their vendor and ask them specifically, hey, how do I go after this particular document management issue? And that vendor will be able to point them in the right direction to help them implement document management.
Once an organization has adopted document management, they've gone through the implementation, what are some of the things that they might be able to see early on as an indicator on that return on their investment so they can go back to their executives and say, see, we promised you this and this is what we are seeing? And what can they do to continue to support that strong ROI?
We already talked about one of these real briefly, but you know, the reclamation of real estate space is a huge one. Another one that we've seen, especially in the financial markets, is the rapid return of information to their customers. So a customer now is able to go in, fill out some paperwork, and then send it directly back to the home office. The home office can then put a yay or nay on that particular application and send it back. So where it used to take us 2 or 3 days to get back to a customer, we can get back to them in 15 or 20 minutes. So that customer satisfaction going up is a huge driver as well.
No, that's perfect. Let's do this. What I want to do as we look to wrap up is I want to leave it on a bit of a recommendation idea here. Maybe top, two ideas that you could give to a company that is considering, okay, document management, we know we have a problem. We want to put a solution in place. What are those top one or two things that they need to do to prepare themselves to develop that right strategy, getting them on the road to success?
So as a company comes to grips with, yes, we do have a document management problem, and as I said before, it's pretty prevalent. The one thing or the couple things that they need to just be very clear on is the existing business process that they have. So it's very important for them to go in and really look at how papers are flowing through the organization today, because that'll give us an idea as we do an assessment with that company of how we can help them. But what I don't want to do, James, is make it sound too technical. Company can go to Company X can come to HP, and we'll do an assessment for them and really identify their business processes with them and then make a recommendation from there to help them get a great return on their investment.
All right, Brian. Hey, good stuff today. Really appreciate you taking time and talking with our listeners today.
Thank you, James. I really appreciate the time as well.
And thank you to all of you for listening. If you are interested in learning more about HP solutions for document management, turn to the PC Connection family of companies serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises. Their team has the technical expertise, the professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. Engage their account managers today and learn more about starting your next IT project with the help of their on-staff experts. You can learn more, just visit govconnection.com. You can also jot down this phone number. It's 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.